around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, September 27th, 2025. Fall is now here. The calendar tells us three-quarters of the year is essentially over. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, our bags are packed as we're going to go find summer as Mary and I leave after today's show. But first, over these next 120 minutes that we're going to share with you today, well, the fastest 2 hours in travel is on, as we like to say to start the show. Starting on Monday and all next week, the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 will be happening. You can follow everything, and we certainly hope that you do, that we're going to be doing over there. And comment in real time with us. We'll certainly make sure we can respond back to you if we have the time. You can do that at our RM World Travel Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X pages. Next week at this time, for the fifth year in a row, you're going to hear our voices transmitting from Hawaii's Valley Isle. Our team has helped us put together a pretty terrific show at this point that will be unlike any other big Let's Go America Tour broadcast we've done. So that's our tease that we're going to start with. Make sure you tune in. Mary? I should say Maui Mary, right?
Yes. Maui Mary. Yes, yes.
I know you're pretty much ready to go.
I am ready to go.
I can't wait to get that feeling that we get of happiness that the island brings us. What are you most looking forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, in addition to our very early morning walks, because we wake up before sunrise.
4:35 a.m.
We do. This is going to sound cliche, but anyone who's ever been to Maui or is listening right now, on Maui, it is the sunsets that look like watercolor paintings to me. I mean, the colors, the purples, the pinks, they are jaw-dropping sunsets. They really are. And I know it sounds cliche. Yeah, sunset's a sunset. I've seen great sunsets. But they are always different, and they just make me happy. I love them. They're beautiful. The light is beautiful, the tropical light.
Well, RGA is not joining us this year, unlike he did last year with us. But someone needs to stay back and make sure all things continue to run smoothly.
Thanks,
but it is
RJ.
An open road day on the show. RJ, anything you want to tease for what's coming up in the D block this hour?
I can say it's going to be, I got three words.
Three
briskets,
words.
Burnouts, and the Alamo. Four words.
What was that first word?
Brisket.
Yeah, I'm going to just say meat, motors, and miles for RJ, okay? We'll just say that.
We're going to Texas, in case you couldn't survive that.
All right, so Rudy, we hear you there. What's the good word today from St. Paul, Minnesota?
No, my gosh, this summer is extended. It's going to be 80 degrees. It's fabulous. Who cares about winter coming? Minnesota, we're okay.
Rudy, that sounds like Maui.
I know, it's gorgeous. I mean, we've got a whole week, 2 weeks of it. It's amazing. Leaves haven't even started turning. Very nice.
Bobby, I've got to ask you this. You know, the Jackson Dart era begins here in earnest tomorrow at 1 p.m. New York at the Meadowlands. Well, you know, listen, you know, we're going to see how it goes against the Chargers. That will be a challenge for sure. But the big question really today on the show, it's not about your Cowboys losing last week to the Bears, but rather your first trip to Chicago. How did it go, and what was the Lou Malnati experience for you?
Lou Malnati's was very good, and Chicago is now probably a top three city of mine. I loved it. It was, I mean, I was not expecting just how many skyscrapers were in downtown Chicago. Like, I'm used to most cities I go to seeing several, but this was very tightly condensed, and you see all these areas of Chicago that you've seen in movies and stuff like that. So I loved it. I thought Chicago was great.
Did you go stand at the beginning of Route 66?
I did not. I didn't have time to do that. We had all these different flight delays that put us there about 5-6 hours later.
It is a great city.
But more importantly, you got Lou Malnati's pizza.
Yes, and it was fantastic.
And did you get, what kind of topping did you get?
Pepperoni and Italian sausage.
You did get the sausage.
Yeah, they convinced me. Yep.
Good. Yeah. And it was good, right?
It was very, very good. Yep.
All right. Well, we are now going to move on to our latest travel polls. New ones are going to go up at rmworldtravel.com. So results from the first question of the just completed polls. What's a must-do thing for you at a hotel or a resort? 27% of you said booking a suite and enjoying the amenities. 21% relaxing at the pool or pools, 17% experiencing a meal at an on-property restaurant, 13% time in the spa and spa treatments, 12% room service, 8% utilizing a concierge for tickets and reservations, and 1% valet parking.
Well, I agree. Listen, the suite. I mean, you got a great suite. I mean, you're set up at the property. I mean, when you go to a resort or a hotel, it's more than just a head and a bed. Rudy, anything there for you that you it's a must do at a property?
Gosh, I know. Actually, I think I came up with this idea. We were talking about this idea. I have to get the room the way I want it. You know, I have to. There's not so much literature as there used to be. That used to be very annoying. Maybe I move a chair here or there, that sort of thing. But I'm not nuts about that stuff. No.
Okay, RJ, is there a must at the resort?
Oh, just rest and relaxation. So it's the only thing that matters.
That's
to
true.
Me.
You
exactly.
are at the pool relaxing. Yeah. Yeah. Our Sicilian bloods, we like the sun.
I like the veg.
The pool is my vote, even when we're the spot for work. Yeah, but I always try to get the pool. All right. So question two, how much are you likely to spend on your next trip? I'm going to work backwards. 6%, $50,000 or more. 7%.
Whoa, I know. Big ballers.
And then we go 7%, less than $5,000. 9% between $5,000 and $10,000, 11% between $40,000 and $50,000, 17% between $10,000 and $20,000, wow. 24%, we're climbing up here, between $30,000 and $40,000, and 26% chose $20,000 to $30,000 for their next trip.
Nobody's staying at a hostel as well.
So let me just say this. If you take between $20,000 and $30,000 and $30,000 and $40,000, that's 50% of our audience.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, we can't talk about something right now that's going on. But there is something going on with the show that we'll talk about in future weeks. And it actually supports some of
it. It fits into those numbers, yeah.
It's another tease I'm getting.
Yep. You're going to bill people $20,000 to hear the show for the whole year?
Close.
We're going to be podcast on steroids instead of a network radio show, I guess, right? No, kidding. All right, well, there's those polls. As Mary said, new ones will be going up, and we hope you check that out as always. More importantly, we hope this week that you connect with us on our social media or just the contact us tab at rmworldtravel.com. All right, so RJ, we're going to start off with you, the Travel News Roundtable. Where do you want to go?
Sure thing. So some of you might recall a couple weeks ago, Jaguar Land Rover had a pretty serious cyber attack that shut down almost all of their vehicle production.
Right.
Of course, they're already in the middle of a significant brand rebrand, rather. And now we're starting to see some of the after effects of that shutdown. A lot of their suppliers are being heavily impacted. These factories were typically building 1,000 cars a day. And when a production car or a production line like that sits idle for weeks, needless to say, you know, it's starting to have significant effects on the general supply chain around Jaguar Land Rover. So we're starting to see some pretty bad things with that. And additionally, Acura, in other news, they're dropping the ZDX, which was their electric car platform that was shared with GM's Chevy Blazer EV
that,
after one model year.
Yeah.
So they're giving up.
With what Jaguar's doing, it actually fits with those polls because they've pretty much said, unless you want to spend six figures, we don't want you as a customer. That's
pretty
what they're pretty much saying. All right, really quick, I just want to say this. Breeze Airways, you know, we've always said don't bet against David Neilman here on the show. This week, if you haven't heard, they have been certified by a U.S. By the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration as a U.S. flag carrier. That pretty much means part of the Fly America Act. That all air travel and cargo transportation services funded by the federal government now, whether it's government employees, dependents, consultants, and so forth, they can now fly. Where will their first international routes going to be? Cancun, Montego Bay, and Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. That's where they're headed, so they continue to grow. Up next, Hilton Grand Vacations COO Gordon Gernick is going to check in. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is coming at you next. We're going to be back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. True Home Security is is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Are you dreaming of your next big adventure? Well, with Colette, you can see the world and save big while you're at it. Right now, you're going to save up to $1,500 per couple with stackable discounts on guided tours across all 7 continents. Book big, save bigger, and let the experts handle the details so you can relax and enjoy the journey. Book by September 26th using offer code HELLO2026. Visit GoColette.com for more details. That's GoColette.com. And you can also find that link on our website at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Remember back to school shopping as a kid? New notebooks, new shoes, new routines? Well, this fall, Raycon's calling it back to cool, because Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are a must-have for getting into a fall routine and making everything smoother. These earbuds are packed with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, new colors, and a comfortable design. Raycon quality rivals premium audio brands for half the price. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, everybody, here we go with today's B-Block, the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. You know, whether it's Hilton or Hilton Grand Vacations, we have enjoyed a terrific alliance with them for years now. This year, two of our big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes featured HGV properties in both Orlando and Virginia Beach. Their CEO, Mark Wang, has been on with Mary and me a few different times. Mm-hmm. And today we're about to connect with their COO, Gordon Gernick.
We are indeed. And Gordon's been a part of the Hilton Grand Vacations team now nearly 7 years. He's responsible for leading their business operations, overseeing all of their resorts and club programs, as well as partnerships, new initiatives, and a lot more. Off to the show hotline we go for the first time today as we connect with Gordon Gernick now.
Gordon, nice to have you here with us today on the program. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
I'm very excited to be here. Good morning. How are you?
We're well, thanks.
We're
very
great.
Much. Appreciate
Thank you.
That.
Appreciate
so
it.
So after today's broadcast, Mary and I are headed to Hawaii. Well, next week it's the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025. It's going to be our fifth consecutive year bringing the show to that island. It was a commitment that we made after the pandemic severely impacted tourism. And then 2 years ago, obviously the fires only strengthened our resolve to help in the recovery. Hilton Grand Vacations has made a major investment and commitment to Hawaii, not just your properties there on Maui that we certainly have enjoyed, but also you know, the many that you have on Oahu, the island of Hawaii, as well as over in Kauai. So let's begin by talking about how important the Hawaiian market is to the company, and maybe give us some insights into how your 2025 is going over there.
Sure. Well, Hawaii is, you know, one of our most important locations across our whole system for a couple different reasons. I think it just holds a special place in our owners' hearts and in the company's hearts. It's, you know, it's really been unique. I think when you look at timeshare companies out there, you know, we have a presence now on every island in the chain, and can really provide an experience for every member that we have there. And, you know, when you think about the members that we have here in the United States, you know, Hawaii is, you know, it's that bucket list, that once-in-a-lifetime trip for every person. Our West Coast members love going there on a regular basis. It's sort of their Florida. And, you know, we have about 75,000 member families in Japan. And for them, it is, you know, holds a special place for them. That's really where they love to go. And a lot of our owners in Hawaii are Japanese owners. So we love the location. We've always been, you know, very close to the communities there. You know, you talk about the fires that happened in Lahaina. We did a lot with our team members housing them and did a lot for the local community on, you know, on the back end of that as things started to resolve themselves. Yeah. And our two properties there are, you know, Kaanapali that we have and Maui Bay Villas are, they're great properties. We just finished some renovation work at Kaanapali Beach Club. It's looking really, really nice. The pool area is looking really nice. The beach is looking really nice. We just finished a new phase in Maui Bay Villas recently, and we'll actually continue to build there. And
yeah, that's building out nicely.
Yeah, we got a sneak peek at Kanapali last year when it was going
through. Yeah, we went
up
there.
Looked great. So, Gordon, I want to move us to an area that I know you have a passion for, this market where you have a number of properties as well, and thus investment, Las Vegas. It's certainly a market going through a change that we've talked about on the show. Its growing credentials, certainly as a major sports city, cannot be denied, and what F1 has brought to Las Vegas is huge. Talk with us about your operations in Las Vegas and how you've incorporated F1 into the offerings there.
Well, as you know, it's one of our signature events on our Ultimate Access platform, and this will be our third year this fall that we actually have partnered with the F1 race there in Las Vegas, and we have what we call the HGV Clubhouse, which is, you know, right on Harmon Drive, or, you know, right on the turn coming off of Las Vegas Boulevard. It's a great opportunity to experience the race and experience all the fun that happens in that city. And, you know, they've really done, I think F1's done a great job over the last couple of years, really taking it to the next level. So we're very excited about this fall for both the owners and all of our prospects that get a chance to experience it. A couple of years ago, we opened up some new floors in Alara, which is the resort right next to where the HGV Clubhouse is. So we have our new By Hilton Club, Alara, that has you know, about 100 rooms at the top of the building. So we were excited for that opening, too. And it's a great way to showcase the resort and have our owners have a great experience in November at the F1 race there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned Hawaii being like the Florida of the West Coast, so we're going to talk about Florida itself, because back in May, we missed connecting with you. We were there at the HGV headquarters. You know, Hannah, Lauren, the team, they were great giving us the tour around, but we were down there for the big Let's Go America Tour Orlando surrounding the opening of Universal's Epic Universe. I know your colleague, Derek DeSalvia, was on the program with us when we did it live. You know, I mentioned Maui earlier. Will Bethel, by the way, a one-of-a-kind gentleman, so committed to his property there. But Ray Miller in Orlando there, he may be the most team-focused GM we've ever encountered of any of the properties that we've experienced over the years. And we also appreciate they introduced us to Fresco Cucina Italiana, Ray and Derek. That is a great Italian restaurant in a strip mall that nobody would notice. But besides Orlando being your headquarters city, Gordon, it's big for business. You've got so many locations. Talk a little bit about the portfolio there in Orlando.
Well, to your point, it's another one of those locations. If you live in the United States or a lot of the world, it's on that list of a place you want to go at some point in your life to visit all the great theme parks that are down here. The new theme park that opened with Universal has really been drawing a lot of people, and we have a whole set of properties down here with a lot of different experiences. We have ones up near SeaWorld, ones near Universal, ones over near Disney. And so you've got really kind of every experience you might want to have here. And, you know, it's great to hear you had a great experience at that restaurant. I will say the food scene here in Orlando and the shopping scene for especially some of our international guests is really spectacular. And, you know, there's a lot of great opportunities in Orlando, a lot of things you can do besides just the theme parks. I live here. I really do enjoy the city. I've had a great time here over the last 6 or 7 years since I've been in Orlando. And you're only an hour away from the beach, so there's really nothing you can say that's bad about
it. You did a great job describing it, because there really isn't. And I was so impressed. We hadn't been there in a few years, and each year it just gets better and better and way beyond the theme parks agree. So, Gordon, some folks here in today's show may now be part of the Hilton Grand Vacations family from your acquisitions of both Blue Green Vacations and previously Diamond Resorts. From your perspective, how has the assimilation of these purchases come along, and how is it going?
That's going really well. For Diamond, we've started rebranding them into Hilton Vacation Club, the new brand that we were bringing them over into. And for all of our North America properties, we're done with that. We're getting ready to start some work on some European properties and bring them over to that Hilton Vacation Club brand. So we're excited to start that work. Very exciting. We did launch Max, HGV Max, which is the membership that allows you to move across all the properties for Blue Green last year. But people are now starting to travel among the properties. We've got our first arrivals starting to, you know, come to experience Alara and coming down here to experience some of our resorts in Orlando across the system here in October in about a week. So we're very excited for that. And up in the Smoky Mountains, near Smoky Mountain National Park in Pigeon Forge, we've got a couple properties up there that will be the first rebrands here in just a couple weeks. And so we're very excited about starting to move through that process over the next couple of years with Blue Green and allowing our members to experience you know, really all these new properties in both these locations.
Well, and listen, we're going to actually have the show next September, I think it is, in Pigeon
we'll
Forge.
We'll be in Pigeon Forge.
Oh, so yeah, look forward
yeah,
to
yeah.
Great
to yeah.
there. Really so, beautiful fall time.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Being there in you know the whole Blue Ridge, we love it. Looking forward to that actually a year from now. So I want you to talk a little bit about, though, the Ultimate Access platform, because Mary and I have said consistently it's just such a differentiator for folks in the HGV family. Can you give us some insights?
Sure. So, you know, HGV's Ultimate Access platform is our experiences platform, and it's very important to us. You know, when we looked at really where trends are going and what did we hear from our owners, you know, everything they talked about is you provide great resorts, you provide great service, you know, either at the property or, you know, servicing them within the club. But, you know, really what they wanted to do was have more very unique experiences. So, you know, we've expanded this Ultimate Access platform and things like F1 in Las Vegas and our Tournament of Champions golf tournament that occurs in January down here in Orlando are sort of signature events for that. But it includes, you know, really everything from some celebrity meets and greets to little private concerts that we do in various locations, private chef dinners, taking people to sporting events and you know, really allowing people to try something new.
It's all the things that you want when you're traveling. All right, really quick, we only have about 30 seconds on this, but in your opinion, a lot of different operators out there in the vacation ownership sector of travel. What say you that makes Hilton Grand so popular and successful?
Well, to me, I think it's that combination of great service at a resort, beautiful properties, and really having these really unique experiences through a Hilton Ultimate Access.
Well, and again, appreciate the partnership for sure. Gordon, we thank you very much for making yourself available today. Give our best to Mark, Derek, Hannah, Lauren, Janie. I could go on with all the different folks
Elizabeth,
and so forth. That we know
everybody,
exactly.
Yeah.
And enjoy your weekend. Really appreciate connecting with you today.
Oh, no, thank you for the time. And I will say hello to them and have a great time out in Hawaii.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. Take care, Gordon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
All right, Mary, well, nice connecting there with Gordon. I know he's been on the show in the past with RJ.
Yeah, lots of good things happening at HGV.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing Will when we head over there to Maui now. So as we head into this bottom of the hour break, U.S. Customs and Border Protection is next, folks. RJ in the open road is right behind us. He's going to touch on F1 in Texas, different area for F1. It's an NCF day here on the show. The personal connection is going to focus on traveling for America's 250 across our country. Chauffeur and Janine Tornator is also ahead. We got a lot more. 8 more segments to go, everyone, before we're off to Maui.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional homeownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at RMWorldTravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. You know, a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why the sleep you get in a bed at a luxury hotel, resort, or a top cruise ship can be heavenly. Frankly, many of us are sleeping on worn-out mattresses at home, so why not let us help you change that this weekend and save you 25% in the process? Our team at HelixSleep.com/carry delivers a top-quality luxury that's also very affordable. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And if you're not satisfied, they'll pick it up they'll pick it up, and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Now, unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made in the USA, as I said, by skilled manufacturers. They offer a line of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. Then there's the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and a Helix Kids mattress designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. All this is why you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. And to prove it, as a show fan, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial. You got nothing to lose. Look, we all need our sleep to be more productive at work, have better overall health, and be happier in life. But everybody sleeps differently, which is why HelixSleep.com/Carrie has various mattress models to choose from. These mattresses have been named the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as a sleep medicine, doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So again, save 25% at Helix, H-E-L-A-X, helixsleep.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, there have been quite a few changes recently in the rules of flying. In many airports, there's no longer a need to remove your shoes, for example. But there's more. Say hello to mobile passport control and enhanced passenger processing. I'm delighted to have an expert join us to explain new rules that can make your flying easier. Matt Davis has a very long title, but stay with me. He's the Executive Director of Admissibility and Passenger Programs with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Matt, welcome to the show. Let's start with those two programs. What advantages does mobile passport control bring to traveling?
Yeah, thanks, Rudy. So mobile passport control is a traveler processing option that uses a free smartphone or smart device app to expedite the entry process for eligible travelers. So MPC, as we like to call it, is available to U.S. citizens, lawful permanent residents of the U.S., Canadian visitors, and returning visitors from the visa waiver program countries, the 42 countries under the visa waiver program.
So you download the app, and what good things happen to you then?
Yeah, so it's a great option, especially if you're traveling with a family or in a group. You can submit your information on the application for up to 12 co-travelers on one device, and it means that you've given us all your information, your photo, your passport information. So when you walk up to the officer, they take your photo to confirm your identity and ask a few questions, and you're down the road quicker than if you had not provided the information in advance.
Now, how is that different from the second thing, which is enhanced passenger processing?
Yeah, so enhanced passenger processing is just for U.S. citizens at this point, and it's a way for us to address the risk presented as we're doing the inspection process. But that happens at the primary inspection booth. There's a camera that's been set up, so you don't need to have a smart device. You walk up, it takes your picture, the officer is there to engage in any questions that need to be asked, and then you're on your way.
And is that picture then embedded forever for other airports in the future?
So, no, that photo, the photos that we take of U.S. citizens are only used to compare your identity against the passport photo that we have on file for you. So the photos we take as part of this process are just discarded within 12 hours.
Ah, I see. So it's matching your, I wondered, because I step up now and I don't have to hand anybody any paper and have initials on it. It basically, I look into a camera. I didn't know that it was comparing it with my passport photo. Now, how widespread are both of these? The mobile passport control, or MPC, as you call it, is fairly widespread. How about the enhanced passenger processing? Is that widespread in the U.S. now?
So we're expanding continually to more and more locations. We've got about 15 locations that are currently using the EPP. It's a partnership with the airport. So the airport provides the equipment for the passengers to use when they're processed by CBP. Whereas mobile passport control, because people can use their own devices, is much more available, at least currently. Over 55 of the major U.S. airports are currently using MPC.
Okay. So, and I presume this number is growing all the time.
Yeah, that's correct. So we're continuing to expand to other locations. I think in addition to the 15 or so places we have existing enhanced passenger processing, we've got another 15 or so in the queue looking to roll out in 2026.
Well, I noted you said that with the enhanced passenger processing, a photo of me taken right there at the TSA stand before having my luggage run through security is checked against my passport photo. But what if I don't have a passport photo? What if I don't have a passport? Excuse me. Let me put it that way. What if I've never applied for a passport?
So I'll just clarify something. That's a really good question, because TSA and what they do at the security checkpoint is different from what we do at CBP. CBP is inspecting international travelers, and so you have to have a passport in order to travel internationally in and out of the United States.
Okay, so enhanced passenger processing is not relative to domestic travelers then?
That's correct. It's only for the process when you're returning from international travel.
Okay. And is that only on the USA side of things? Or I know there's some places where you check in before you fly back home.
Right. There are some so we do have pre-clearance where CBP conducts inspections of returning travelers to the United States in a number of countries, in Canada, the Bahamas, in the United Arab Emirates, and in Ireland. And you can go through the customs process in those locations before you get on the plane to come home. So when you return, you step off the plane as if you're a domestic passenger.
Matthew Davies is with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection and the Office of Field Operations. Matthew, thanks for clearing things up.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back to the open road, everybody. Now, earlier in the hour, we were chatting with Gordon Gurnick from Hilton Grand Vacations about Formula One in Las Vegas, but there's another F1 race in America coming up as well, which ties right into my topic, as I was just down in Texas for the Lone Star Le Mans at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin. It's part of the World Endurance Championship, not Formula One, but it's held on the very same same track that hosts F1's United States Grand Prix coming up at the end of October. And it gave me a chance to see COTA in a whole new way, totally unconventional from the usual Formula One weekend. That said, first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, we all love when a fan favorite comes back, and if it's better than ever, right? So Everyday Earbuds Classics are back, and this latest vastly improved version now features active noise cancellation, the one piece of tech that they were missing and which you could only get on the more expensive model. So you pair that with 8 hours of playtime, a 32-hour battery life, their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know, but at half the price, folks. So get yours today with free shipping and save 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. So on to Austin and COTA, which is, by the way, Austin is really one of those cities that hardly needs an introduction. Live music, booming tech business culture, a food scene that draws people in from all over the world. You can land at the airport and within an hour hear a band you never heard before, stumble into a taco shop that feels like it's been there forever, and then finish your night at a restaurant that frankly would hold its own in New York or LA. But with that in mind, even though I was only in town for a race weekend, I had a few stops I absolutely just had to get out of the way before Sunday, which I kicked off with in Lockhart. It's a small town about 40 minutes south of Austin, and it's often called the barbecue capital of Texas. People line up there for brisket the way they line up in Napa for wine tastings, and I'm not exaggerating. A lot of visitors know Terry Black's in downtown Austin. You may have heard of them, you may have visited, but I wanted to go to the original Black's Barbecue in Lockhart itself, which, as you may recall, the show visited a few years ago, to truly get a proper taste for Texas barbecue. They've been smoking meat there since 1932. Walking into this place, you'd have no idea what you're in for because it does not look like that much from the outside, but the wood smoke slaps you as soon as you get out of your car, even before you walk through the door. Inside, the counters are piled high with brisket, sausage links, smoked turkey. They have the kind of bark that you just can't fake. And I can say their reputation for quality is well-earned. The pound and a half of smoked brisket I consumed was worth every bit of sluggishness for the rest of the afternoon. So with that out of the way and with my weekend fueling, since I was already down that way, because it's actually not that far from San Antonio, I had to check off the Alamo. It was on my bucket list. I hadn't visited. The show visited previously with a Let's Go America tour, but you know, San Antonio, it remains one of those great Texan cities to explore. A lot of history and, of course, the charm of the Riverwalk in downtown. Nice little reminder of how much there actually is to do in Central Texas. But with the necessities out of the way, I drove back north to Circuit of the Americas. It is, by the way, America's only purpose-built Formula One track. Las Vegas and Miami are technically street circuits, and if you've never been to COTA, the first thing you notice is how huge it is, which makes sense for a Texan track, of course. The track itself is 3.5 miles and packs in 20 turns. There is a 250-foot observation tower in the middle of the track. It's totally public. Gives a really, really good bird's-eye view of the whole circuit. And the track itself climbs nearly 11 stories in altitude between the main straight and the uphill into Turn 1. The corner alone, it's one of the most dramatic in racing anywhere in the world. And I actually had a chance to do a couple hot laps while I was there. And full speed, 150-mile-hour climb into Turn 1 before stepping on the brakes. It's a little bit intimidating, so you got to give the race car drivers, the pros, some stock for that. Now, Lone Star Le Mans, which, as I mentioned, that's bringing the World Endurance Championship to Austin, which is the international series of hypercar endurance racing. This is what Ferrari, Toyota, Porsche, Cadillac, Aston Martin draws them into town. These are the same cars and drivers that compete at the big 24 Hours of Le Mans in France, and here they are pounding out laps in the Texas heat. Which, as always, was a big part of the story this year. But as luck would have it, only an hour into the actual race, the heat dissipated and heavy rain swept across the rest of the track for the rest of the race, which basically turned the rest of the race into a chess match on wheels. I was lucky enough to get some inside access to the pit garages for Ferrari and Aston Martin during the race. That's a perspective very few fans ever get to see up close. And it was absolutely wild. Engineers are glued to their laptops, tracking radar, tire temperatures, all in live timing. Of course, when a car came in for a pit stop, the visuals were just as exciting as you can expect. Tire warmers get ripped off the tires, air guns start spinning, the driver climbs out, another one jumps in, the brakes are glowing red hot from the heat. Totally very cool to see. And that COTA, it's built for big crowds of people. Their emphasis is getting racing fans to actually come and watch the race in person rather than on TV. And COTA is a destination in and of itself. You can walk walk the grounds, watch from all sorts of different corners and access points. The cars are hitting speeds of almost 200 miles an hour before going full on the brakes. The paddock is open during the weekend. That means you get to see the cars up close. And there's food and drink stands just everywhere you go. All in all, it's designed with entertainment in mind. Now, above all of that, the combination food, culture, and racing, it's just what makes Austin and COTA worth the journey. So that's all for this week's Open Road. Don't go anywhere. Up next is an up-close look at Road Scholar, a company with a unique goal you're not going to want to miss, so stick around. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Listen, we have had four diverse segments already this hour as we cover the world of travel together with you. And now for this e-block, Mary and I are going to keep the mojo going, if you will, and we're sponsored by Seabourn.
And from personal experience that we've shared on this program, with a single sweet key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive luxury cruising. And we can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere, and you're going to get pampered with intuitive, highly personalized service.
As I keep saying, folks, this is your moment. Go visit Seabourn.com for more information, show specials, shipboard credits, cabin upgrades, a lot more. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
50 years in business is something to be celebrated, and Road Scholar is doing just that in 2025. As we head back to the show hotline, their Chief Program Officer, Maeve Hartney, is waiting to join today's broadcast.
Well, I can see that she is, Mary. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Maeve.
Hi, thank you. Very happy to be here.
Well, we enjoy having you with us this morning. So congratulations, 50 years of travel and taking folks around the world. I mean, that's an accomplishment for sure. We certainly congratulate all you and your colleagues there. I want to go this direction with you because, you know, from the humble beginnings of a college campus and an elder hostel to where the company is today, talk with us a little bit about Road Scholar and the vision for the company for our listeners.
Well, Road Scholar is a not-for-profit whose mission is to inspire adults to learn, discover, and travel. And we have been doing this, as you mentioned, since 1975, so it feels like a huge accomplishment to be still have the same mission, but just doing it differently over the past 50 years. We are different to most travel companies because we're a not-for-profit, which allows us to be able to do things that other companies who need to generate profits, it allows us to sort of invest more time in things like research for our programs, offer scholarships to people who have financial constraints who can't travel, and it allows us to really just dedicate more resources even to lifelong learning because that's core to everything that we do.
I'm glad you brought up that scholarship piece because it's certainly a differentiator. So, Maeve, Road Scholar has curated some unique trips specifically to celebrate its 50 years. Talk a little bit about the vision and the goal behind that.
Well, we wanted really to look at what the 50 years of our history has been to us. So we looked at some of sort of the key type of programs we've offered over the years, as well as ensuring that we had programs on pretty much seven continents, that we were not just talking about who we are and what we do, but also the breadth of what we do and the type of programs and learning that you can do when you travel with Road Scholar.
You know, for a few months now, we've been incorporating America's 250 into the content of this program and asking certain guests, you know, what they have planned to celebrate our great country and what's ahead. Next hour, actually, we're going to be getting into this with one of our, you know, longtime show partners, Colette. Want to know, does Road Scholar have any plans for specialized trips for America's 250, Maeve?
Well, Road Scholar has an awful lot of programs within the United States. So as we talked about the 250th anniversary, we actually decided that we had enough content that covers the length and breadth of what the U.S. has to offer. But we will be doing specialized sort of mailings focusing more on some of those programs. But we haven't designed and developed anything different.
Okay.
We're different to most travel companies, as I said earlier, because we're a not-for-profit. So we offer a lot of programs in the United States that a traditional travel company wouldn't offer. You know, one-week stays in places like Chincoteague Island, learning about the ponies and the science of the island, or up could be a different. We have a really successful program that we've offered for many, many years. Called Austin, the birthplace of America, which is a wonderful deep dive into the history of the United States.
Thanks, Maeve. So, you know, there's a lot of research that supports older folks being engaged socially as a critical part of healthy aging, and I would think that's an essential tenet that you think about at Road Scholar, right? Keeping people really engaged socially.
You know, part of what we do is really, it's travel related, but the real reason behind it is sort of to promote successful aging for older adults. Mm-hmm. And, you know, travel always does provide physical activeness that gets people out of their homes and something different. The learning part of our programs keeps everyone mentally engaged and active, as well as the social connection for you make the program, because it's pretty safe. Healthy aging, physically active, mentally engaged, socially connected.
Yeah, I want to give the website before. I know we're having a little bit of technical issues right now, but I want to give the website to everybody as they are hearing this. Folks, you can get more information on everything that we've been discussing at roadscholar.org. That's roadscholar.org. And Maeve, real quick, any big trend right now that you're seeing out there regarding adult travel?
Big trend right now is solo travel and women-only travel. And I would say those are two separate things. A lot of men traveling solo as well. But in general, people traveling solo has definitely taken off in the last number of years, as well as women traveling alone. And I like to separate the two because we're finding that a lot of the women who are traveling alone are leaving it behind and taking off by themselves. That's definitely been a huge shift in that in the last 2 to 3 years.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, Maeve, listen, we very much appreciate the check-in with you today. We wish you a very pleasant weekend, and thank you again.
And thank you.
Thank you, Maeve. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Maeve, everybody. Sorry for the technical issues. I know there's really not much even Bobby can do with that. It's electronics. This is what happens. But we got the gist of the conversation with her, and we thank her for her time very much. All right. Well, that wraps a busy hour one this week. Hour two is ahead in about 7 minutes as we convene the National Communal Forum, always a popular segment of the show. The personal connections also still to come today. We're going to be talking about the America 250, that with Colette. You won't want to miss that. There are just 5 more segments to go today until Mary and I depart for Maui. So keep those radios locked in. We'll be back with you after this top of the hour break. You can also stay connected with us anytime on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. You're definitely going to want to do that for the week ahead and the big Let's Go America tour that's going to be happening. Don't forget, you can also catch us anytime, anywhere, or via our show live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.